What's going on? Welcome, welcome back. It is another season of I Am Shatoria. We are in season five, and I'm really, really excited as we are in season five, talking about the craziest things that we can talk about. Y'all gotta excuse me because I'm trying to pitch to the camera at the same time as things are going, but I am here. Hey, check this out. Welcome to another episode of I Am Shatoria podcast. Well, we talk about everything and anything and all things, and we are honest, we're truthfully, we're going, we're doing all these wonderful things. So I am here with you today to talk about my book. Oh my God, my book. Yes, there it is. My book, Authentic Transparency, Forgiveness to Freedom. So in the month of February, as February is coming up, we're going to be talking about some crazy, crazy things. So I'm really, really excited as I'm beginning to introduce you to what we are about to do. And so I'm excited about this book because the plan is to go through some chapters of the book and have a conversation. I want everybody to be able to take and walk through. We're not going to hit everything. And the crazy about it is because my students are currently reading this book, which is crazy. The goal is, though, I want to hit on certain topics, okay? So that is my goal. I want to hit on certain topics where we talk about the hardcore things. And so, you know, I was asking God, like, but Jesus, I ain't wrote another book yet, because my goal is to write another book from this book. And he said, because we got things to do with this one. I'm like, okay, let's go, Holy Spirit. Let's do this. All right. So I'm really, really excited about that. So we will be hitting some things. And today I want to talk about the introduction. Okay. So we're going to be hitting on some introduction as we are preparing. And what I want to do is just really get you ready for what we're going to talk about. Because at the end of the day, I want you to see what we're going to be talking about, how we're going to process everything, and how we're going to go about some stuff. And I myself, too, I'm taking some mental note as well, because, you know, Holy Spirit be changing stuff up and I be tripping, okay? But before we go anywhere, I do want to start. I know you guys really can't see my hoodie, but I really want to give a shout out to my boy Cam out of White Plains, Maryland. This is his brand I got back in November. So outside, you know, shout out to him. His great, great mom who's out here doing everything she can do to make things in life possible. My girl, Latasha Briscoe. So thank you. So Cam Briscoe, this is him. I'm representing, you know, because it's cold out here in Texas, which, you know, I should be used to. I'm out of D.C. But as before we even get into about the book, I definitely want to make sure that you're going to my website, iamshatoria.com, where you are able to sign up for email, subscribe to be emails, to get all these emails, know about events before people even know about them, you know, also saying get the merch before the people get other people can get the merch. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do. That's the plan. Okay. So make sure you are checking out the website. And with that being said, like I said, we're going to be talking about things that are literally, you know, important. And so as I am, you know, preparing myself for this, I'm really excited. Like I'm, you know, you gotta get through some things to be able to get through some things. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know, but you gotta go some places to be able to tell a story. And so that's one of the things that I'm really excited about this book. I've been able to go some places and do some things to be able to tell a story. So I'm really excited about that. Like, you know, just a little bit. So, yeah. All right. And so with that being said, do remember that you can check us out through, you can hear us on all types of platforms to include Google, iamshatoria.podbean.com, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora, you name it, we're there. And also on YouTube, you can go to youtube.com/iamshatoria. All right. So you can definitely see moi in those areas. Okay. And so also please remember that we have podcast shows Tuesday and Thursdays. Now I'm really working on that, to make sure I'm bringing to you. So definitely do know February, I'm going to keep you busy with the one and only Authentic Transparency, Forgiveness to Freedom. And also explain to you how I Am Forgiveness to Freedom came to class. All right. So again, you can check us out at iamshatoria.podbean.com and youtube.com/@iamshatoria. And on YouTube, you can always catch us at 10 a.m. Central Time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Okay. Now, with that being said, I need you to be prepared and ready, because as we get ready to get into this book, I need you to prepare your heart, because everything is not what it seems to be. This book is absolutely, it's near and dear to me, because there's a lot of things that transpire and has taken its place with this book. And so I'm very cautious about when I speak about it, because it's near and dear. And so one of the things that I'm near and dear with this topic is I got to give shout out to, as our anniversary is coming up, I promise you I'm okay. As a matter of fact, I don't want to be off guard when I say it. I want to make sure I say it correctly. Okay, so today is Thursday, so Monday is the 10-year anniversary of my mother's passing. And here's the thing. I am not in a space of, oh my God, I'm not healed from it type of situation. I promise you I am. If you cop our magazine, this issue, the Vidal issue that just came out in January, you will see a open letter to my mother as we are representing her 10th anniversary of her passing. And somebody may say, why are you celebrating it? And that's where the book comes to play, where we talk about the healing process. And that's what we're going to talk about. You know, I'm going to go over that today. But that's what we talk about today, is the healing process that I had to go through to really just be able to tell my story, like real talk. So you guys got to come through, got to be able to, you know, hear and see me and see what I'm talking about. So I promise you, like, if you do not have this book, you're going to want to go get this book. So you're going to go get this book at iamshatoria.com/merch, M-E-R-C-H. Go get your book. I'm blessed because, like I said, my students are reading this book. So, but in the meantime, I'm going to take a 30-second break as you get to watch a beautiful video about authentic transparency, forgiveness to freedom. Authentic transparency, forgiveness to freedom. Come and read a story about my faith. Learn all about my forgiveness and forgiving of others. How I embrace the freedom that I currently have. You can get Authentic Transparency, Forgiveness to Freedom at Amazon and iamshatoria.com. So I'm really, really like excited and like living my best life right now. But yeah, so back to the wonderful book. But before I go, again, if you're just not tuning in, I am your girl, Shatoria Christian, from the I Am Shatoria podcast show, where we are talking about everything and anything that can be talked about. You can hear us on many different platforms, to include Amazon, Google, Apple, Pandora, Spotify, and you can also see us on youtube.com/@iamshatoria. So you got to put the ads on, okay? Before we went on that 30-second break, you guys had an opportunity to hear me talk about the book I Am, Authentic Transparency, Forgiveness of Freedom, which is now I Am Forgiveness of Freedom. And I'm really, really excited about it. As you see the book right there, please cop your book at iamshatoria.com/merch, M-E-R-C-H, where you can get this book. You can read it. I can make sure you get a signed copy. You can also go on Amazon, but the Amazon's beautiful Amazon, it won't be signed unless you see me personally, then I'll sign it. However, I'm really dope, y'all, because my students are reading this book. So let me tell you, we talked about a subject one Saturday for the Dream Week called adultification. And I realized as I talked about it the other day that growing up, I was part of that. I just didn't know there was a name. And now that I know there's a name, here we go. And I'm like, oh, snap. So one of the conversations was about gentle parenting. And they were like, you a gentle parent? And I was like, I guess. But I am. I'm a gentle parent because at the end of the day, I don't need to repeating items. I don't need to repeat anything. I don't need to go that route. So, you know, it's one of those things to where it's like, that happened to me. That happened to me. And so I was very skeptical. I won't even lie. I was very skeptical about my students reading my book because I was like, nah, I don't think they need to know all that about Miss Christian. But then God had to show me that not only do they need to know about Miss Christian, they see me. And they need to be able to see the real me, even though I am myself every day, all day. I'm in there going, you know, I'm me. However, my kids need to understand that I am them. And I was like, I am them. So it really brought to tension a lot for me as far as the understanding of my placement. And that may not mean much to people, but God do not do things just to do things. There's always a purpose. And so I was trying to understand this process that he was showing me about, hey, you're going to be in place. You're going to do this. You're going to do this. And I'm like, okay, cool beans. And I realized I started really telling my story without really just telling my story. Like my kids was really catching on to me. They was like, wait a minute, Miss Christian, you did this, 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 and this. And I was like, girl, yes, dude, yes. Like I've been through that. And so if you're on my Instagram, you will see the stories and everything that I have students, they have posted about the book, TikTok. I'm really excited about it. And so my goal was not to like bring it back. My goal was just to write another one. And I realized God was not done with this book. And I was like, ew, here we go. And so as I am excited about what this book brings, it is the topics that really got me. And so I'm not mad that I didn't outright write about adultification, but I did. That makes sense. Like, I did. But at the same time, I'm hitting areas to where even I didn't know exist. So I'm going to read you a piece of the story. And again, you got to get your book. Again, you can go to my website to get your book. Like, go get your book. iamshatoria.com/merch. Get your book, Authentic Transparency, Beginners to Freedom. And so I'm going to read this to you. And it's from the beginning of the book. And we're going to go into what we're talking about. So the chains I carry of judgment, lies, and rejection were some of the hardest experiences I had to face. The process and growth over time appeared as I allowed myself to be seen in my true identity. None of it was in color, but black and white. It allowed me to see me for who I was becoming, who I am, and what I was leaving behind. Working to gain the best part of me required that I would stand in a time where there was no strength or willpower. My journey into learning my identity and embracing the truth of my character wasn't a peaceful walk. During this journey, I will uncover the struggles of my life, which is the real side of myself. The combat, to be comfortable in expressing my walk that allowed me to lift my head up high, face what society felt like was success, and deal with my battle of forgiveness, which held me back from moving forward. And So one of the things that this book covers, and I guess I'm not going to keep it on, one of the things that the book covers is mental health. We talk about mental health and healing. And if you literally got the magazine from this month, it came out during 16. I did an open letter to my mother where I expressed myself. I talk about some things. And one of the things was her death and what it meant for me. It was very important. And I'm going to go through that in a book in February. So, hey, stay tuned. We're going to talk about it. But one of the biggest thing is I did go through that. I did write her open letter about her death. And one of the things that I said is her absence was key to my healing. And I stand on that. So even though her time is coming up of the 10th anniversary, I am remembering the best parts, even when they're the worst part. I remember them. I stand on it because it is what made me that transition. She transitioned out and got transferred me, transitioned me into a whole nother individual that he was calling me to be. So as they say, a diamond have to go through the roughness to become a diamond. Like, it had to have that pressure on it. And at the time, it was a lot of pressure because I was pregnant. And so it was a lot that I had to release. And I did not realize that my mental health and my healing process was definitely one of the biggest avenues to where I'm at today. So I'm really excited for everyone coming in and being able to be a part of this. Because here's the thing. A lot of you read the book, but a lot of you just did not get an opportunity to really know. And I know some of you got questions. So I am going to be out here taking questions. So for the next couple of weeks, you're able to ask me some questions and I will place them. And you never know when your question will pop up. Because again, we're going to spend a month talking about this book. So I'm here. And like I said, another thing we're going to talk about is the healing process. The healing process is definitely one for the books. Let me tell you, the healing process of anyone passing is absolutely not easy at all. How can I say it? It is not easy. It is one of those things to where you're dealing with something and you're trying to figure out how, why, when, and where. And I'm telling you, it's possible. I would not say it stops, because it doesn't. You start to work on a new norm, and we'll get into that later. You start to work on a new norm. You start to be like, oh man, like I got this. And you're really like, wow, I can really do this. And that's one of the hardest things I had to learn, is that I can do this. And so writing the book was an I can moment, because I'm going to tell y'all something. If you read this book, then you know. You know, one particular chapter. It is crazy because it took me forever to write that chapter. It seems like forever, but it really wasn't. Editing that chapter was 24 hours editing. Because my editor was like, I need details. And I was like, but I did it. And here we are, to where it's one of the most powerful chapters in my book, not to include towards the end. And I'll tell you guys which one's my favorite one, okay? So I'm telling you now, if you have not received your book, you have not ordered a book, I'm telling you now, I need you to go get your book, because we're really going to talk about some topics here. I don't want you to miss what's in it, because here's the thing, I had to learn that what's in it was not for me. It was for you and somebody else. I don't know, but we're here with it, okay? All right. So do know, as we are preparing in February, we're about to get started, y'all. It's about to happen. So be ready. Okay. Know that I love you. I'm going to head out, but be ready. We're going to start getting into this very, very soon. I am really like ready for what's about to happen. So, you know, it's one of those things to where I'm like, okay, we about to get it. But it's okay. And so I definitely need you again to go get your book at iamtratori.com/merch, M-E-R-C-H. Get your book. I will sign this book. Right now I have 9 copies left. And so now I got to open another order. Like, for real, I got 9 copies left. It has been buying. So I'm truly blessed. My students are like, Miss Christian, I want y'all book. And I'm like, oh. And so I was skeptical at first when my students read my book, but they have learned a lot about me and it has given great reviews as far as them as students. Okay. So as we leave, you guys already know, I always say we walk in love. We live fearlessly. And we have a whole lot of faith. And that's something else that this book is going to talk about, is the faith that we carry. Okay. Walk in love, live fearlessly, and have a whole lot of faith. I will see you guys soon. I'm going to play the book video for you again. And I'll end it. Okay. I love you guys. And I pray that you guys have a blessed one. See you guys here soon. Get ready. Y'all will be seeing my boy JB on Tuesday. Okay. And you will see me again on Thursday as we are starting our newness of authentic transparency, forgiveness to freedom, introduction. Let's go. Authentic transparency, forgiveness to freedom.
read a story about my faith. Learn all about my forgiveness and forgiving of others, how I embrace the freedom that I currently have. You can get authentic transparency, forgiveness to freedom at Amazon and iamshatoria.com.